This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:46, you're with Kelvin and Hezril on the Evening Edition, and we're now moving on to our next story, looking at a surge in job searches, specifically contract jobs, and how this will impact the job market. This comes as recruitment agency Randstad Malaysia found that 58% of Malaysians are looking for new jobs, and that a majority, 72% to be exact, are willing to take on contract or project-based jobs. They surveyed 531 locally based employees.
Right. So this, of course, is a result of the MCO, where many working Malaysians faced salary cuts and retrenchments. But beyond that, demands for new skills are forcing some Malaysians to look for new jobs. This is because trends like digitalization are picking up in light of COVID-19. So many have now found that their current skills don't meet new job requirements.
With that, we want to look at a few things. Firstly, whether this shift towards contract-based jobs is long-term or temporary, and how this could shape the job market moving forward.
Yeah, so I'm just curious, though, what these project-based and contract jobs entail, because if it comes to freelancing, for instance, right, or part-time jobs, if a lot of companies are already going towards digitalization across all industries, then will it really matter, which other sector you try to cross into? Because that's also part of the survey, right? People are leaving the jobs that may not even be related to their degree, but with so many companies going digital, I wonder, just how many jobs don't have that sort of requirement that's not related to digital skills at all.
Yeah, and this perhaps might also, at the end of it, signal a need for the contracts and full-time employment and the terms that are linked to it to change, which means that, well, for one, maybe stipend for building a home office or creating a home office might need to count. Mm. And it's quite worrisome that during periods like this, where full-time jobs are seen as less desirable, I think, by some employers, because they simply cost a lot more. You're not only paying them a salary, you're also paying for their EPF, you're paying for their SOXO, and a whole bunch of other things. So I think this is something we have to pay attention to at this point in time, to see how the job market changes, because it will directly impact the way we spend, the way we save, and the very new graduates that are soon about to enter the market, and how and the kind of employment opportunities that they will be getting.
Yep.
So to dissect this with us, we have Joel Fang, General Manager at Fast Jobs Malaysia. Joel, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for the invitation.
What are your observations of how the job market in Malaysia has changed due to COVID-19?
A great question. We actually see the change in the job market coming predominantly in three main areas. Do notice that a lot of jobs that require a lot less face-to-face interaction, or that even enable or allow for remote working, has been on the rise. So we are talking about call center jobs, even admin clerical roles, which allow for, say, virtual receptionists, virtual customer service staff, and even home-based, as well as, gig workers in the creative design field, and home-based looking at online sales through e-commerce, or even micro-tasks like doing surveys and research online, and even the sales of insurance as well as financial products. So that is one sector. Secondly, as well, we do still see a lot of jobs returning back to the industries that we are very familiar with, simply because post-MCO and now in RMCO, we are seeing the economy opening up. So we have been seeing a boom in jobs, as well as demand for jobs again in the F&B, retail sales, manufacturing, logistics sector. So very operational as well as general worker roles. That's coming back in a huge way as well. And of course, thirdly, we definitely cannot ignore the jobs that we call the new economy, like jobs that will be relevant in the new norm. So things like jobs in healthcare, medical nursing, and also jobs in technology, that is definitely on the rise as well.
Right. And looking at all the types of jobs you mentioned, are these mostly contract jobs or other types of jobs?
Yeah. So we definitely have started seeing a swing towards more contract jobs being offered. So just to give an example, from what we observed on the Fast Jobs Malaysia platform off the bat, is that there's already been a 5% or so increase in the number of part-time as well as contract jobs being offered. And I think that that is definitely something that is not, it can't be avoided at this point in time, because we are talking about the SMEs as well as a lot of employers still facing a lot of uncertainty in their business, uncertainty in their cash flow. And, you know, offering part-time as well as contract roles is one way to really be very, I would say, cash flow conservative and also taking care of business risk as well.
How have you seen attitudes changing among job seekers when it comes to taking on contract work? Are there any sort of advantages to taking on these sorts of jobs?
Mm-hmm. I would say that, you know, it's really looking at the job market in two ways, right? I think you must also be very familiar with the term, like, you know, this is the employer's market or employees market. And I think with the COVID-19 situation that has happened, it's definitely the employer's market. And, you know, given the survey results as well and the amount of the volume of retrenchments that we've been seeing, I would say that the benefit of holding a contract job comes in two big ways, really. One is that having a contract role allows you to be back in the job market and allows you to stay relevant. And, you know, along the way, you might actually find yourself in a new career that you might be really passionate or interested in. So that's definitely a benefit as compared to not having a job at this point in time, given that the market has, Malaysia as economy has been closed, or rather slowed down very significantly during the MCO month. The second big benefit, of course, is that this contractual as well as part-time roles or even micro gigs that are now available, I would say that it has completely shifted the thinking away from, oh, you know, I just want to do a 9-to-5 role. I have a full-time job and that's it. But with contract as well as part-time roles, it allows a job seeker now to take on maybe even multiple roles, maybe like a main income job as well as part-time roles to supplement that income. And I think that more than ever, if we go in and as a job seeker and approach this with the right mindset, that are so many opportunities to capitalize upon at this point in time.
Right. And how would you advise job seekers to navigate the ongoing changes in the market, in particular, perhaps new trends like digitization?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So I think that, you know, in terms of giving maybe an advice, it is really still going back, you know, to the 7 habits of highly effective people. And I think that uncertainty and change is going to be a commonplace theme in the coming few months with the market recovering and, you know, all this talks of the third wave and so on and so forth. But that's it, you know, even in times of uncertainty, it's about how do we bring back that sense of, you know, control and looking at what are the areas that as a job seeker we can still influence. And a big part of that is definitely looking at how you can still upskill yourself to stay relevant. And, you know, even for fast jobs, currently we still have close to 1,000 employers that are offering job opportunities in the job categories that I was sharing with you earlier as well. And I feel that it's really just adopting that mindset to look at what is still within your area of control and influence. And that's really in terms of upskilling yourself as well as continuing to stay active by looking for opportunities that may be relevant for you. And of course, certainly, there are so many grants out there, such as those offered by Pacasso as well as MDEC, to support gig economy workers as well as job seekers who may be currently out of a job, that you can actually definitely tap onto right now to bridge yourself across to the next stage when you start working on your next opportunity again.
And do you have tips for anyone in general, whether or not they are currently holding a job, if they want to develop greater resilience and prepare for uncertainty?
Yeah, so I think this kind of goes back to what I shared earlier as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's really just having that future forward focus, right? And in knowing that this is on this uncertain period may feel like it's lasting for a really long period of time, but it's also starting to think about what's the next chapter, what is that next thing that I'm going to be working towards? What's that opportunity that I can already identify and start working towards? I think that this is definitely a great way to reframe the situation right now in terms of understanding what may be the opportunities, so that when it comes to looking for, you know, part-time jobs, contractual jobs, or even looking for, you know, certain courses, online courses, for example, to stay relevant, to upskill yourself, or to stay abreast with the digital transformation that's out there, I think that that's a great mindset to have, to keep yourself putting one foot ahead of the other.
Right. And do you expect these changes in the job market to last for the long term, even after a vaccine is found?
That's a great question as well. So I think that, you know, research has shown that it takes about 3 weeks or 21 days to form a new habit. And if you think about the length of the MCO, that has already been quite a couple of months. And I think that even in the way we do telecommuting or working from home, it has definitely formed a lot of new habits in the way we live our lives, as well as in the way we work. And with large companies like Google and Facebook already like officially announcing that they are going to allow their employees to work from home all the way to the end of the year, I really do think that it will be prudent to start embracing the new norm and its new ways of living life, as well as doing work. But of course, you know, I think that what's been encouraging as well is that, you know, once Malaysia has entered into the RMCO phase, we have started seeing, you know, the SMB businesses, as well as retail, starting to flourish again. And I'm hopeful that, you know, this need for, I would say, companies and organizations to want to come together to have meetings, to brainstorm, and to, you know, just be able to have that team bonding to work together again, it will start coming back. I do believe it will start coming back. But I think we also do need to be realistic about the speed of which things are going to return back to normal.
Joel, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much as well.
That was Joel Pang, General Manager at Fast Jobs Malaysia. She recently appeared on the Enterprise Biz Bite show. It's a show discussing a related topic. You can look up the title, 7 Job Search Rules You Should Break. It's on our app, Spotify, and our website, bfm.my. And we have a message here from a little bit back ago from Mizi on this topic that says, contract or permanent job should not be priority in these volatile times. Tiada rotan akan punjadi, or look out for a horse while riding a bullock. I think we should go for industrial and or company stability. Really though, I think at this point in time, that is indeed an ideal, right? To be able to find some sort of stability. But
right.
I think it's a tough market out there, especially if you're a young person, especially if you just happen to be out in the job market at a bad time. And this is truly a bad time.
Yeah, and I think future-proofing ourselves in general is a good opportunity, regardless of whether there's a crisis or not, right? For us to always allow ourselves to be flexible and keep moving upwards and forwards in our career. And to feel comfortable with uncertainties and being able to step back and see what our other options are.
Call us with your thoughts, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Talk to us about how the job market for you has changed. Or you can also talk to us about Tun M's new party.
Right.
We're now headed to the 7 p.m. news. It's the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.